the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
The Asian population in the United States comprises many culturally and geographically diverse ethnic subgroups. Their achievements and contributions to the country are many. Missouri State University will celebrate Asian Heritage Month throughout April to highlight the history, culture, and traditions of Asians and Pacific Islanders. I'm Emily Yip. With me today are Matt Banks, Coordinator for Multicultural Programs and LGBT Student Services at Missouri State, and Ria Cheng, an MBA student at Missouri State. They're here to offer some facts and myths about Asian people, as well as share about the celebration on campus. Banks.
What celebrating Asian Heritage Month, and particularly the way Missouri State approaches it, is we showcase the wide ranges of experience and wide ranges of identities that show within Asian identity, whether that's East Asian that we often think of, like Chinese or Korean or Japanese. Does it include South Asian, like Indian, like Pakistani, Bangladeshi? Or does it include Southeast Asian, like Thai, Cambodian, etc.? So being able to expand those stories and really challenge the community that we're a part of to have a wider definition of Asian, I think is something that we really strive in this work.
As an Asian herself, Cheng feels such a celebration brings the Asian community together.
Asian communities are really everywhere and people are not really united because we have different cultures and traditions. And some people think we're just different. There's no necessity to unite. But I think it's a great chance to do stuff together and to represent our culture and to better show our culture.
Asian Heritage Month is also an ideal time to address the model minority label of Asians. While this stereotype has positive overtones, it overlooks racism and discrimination faced by the Asian community.
I think the important thing is to not just focus on economics when it comes to discussions about racism. The fact is, racism encapsulates things like violence, it encapsulates things like stereotypes that exist against individuals. And oftentimes, particularly for Asian Pacific Islander individuals, those kind of direct act of violence or attacks against these communities are often ignored because they might be in some way more economically prosperous than other people of color. But it also kind of goes back to the point of, at the end of the day, they are people of color. And we need to explore this idea of how can we create solidarity between different communities of color to recognize the fact that racism exists in different ways against different people. And all those conversations need to happen at the same time.
There will be several events on campus which are open to the public. One highlight is the Asia Fest banquet at 5 p.m. April 5th in the Plaster Student Union Ballroom.
This was something that was created about 2 years ago by the committee that has since grown to include much more student organizations and performers. So it's a chance for you to taste some authentic cuisine that you might not necessarily be able to get in Springfield, but also a chance to see different cultural performances, both modern and classical, in relation to it.
An online RSVP is required to attend the event. It's free for students, but $10 for staff, faculty, and community members. Payment must be made in cash at the door. Another highlight is the keynote presentation at 7 p.m. April 16th in Carrington Hall Theater.
We're bringing Teresa Siagatonu, who is a Samoan spoken word artist who also kind of has a background in mental health work. She's coming to talk about the intersections of Asian identity and what it means to be Asian and Pacific Islander in today's society.
Banks encourages the campus and larger community to join in the celebration.
Definitely come and learn more about how we can critically examine that model minority or those ideas that we place on Asian individuals so we can think more critically and more holistically about how to include, center, and work with all communities of color that are often ignored from larger conversations around racial justice.
For further details, including a full list of events, visit missouristate.edu/multicultural programs. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.